it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast,
a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Our next guest has been all over the Big Ten's decision to return to the college football stadiums and play some games. Covers Wisconsin football and all of the Big Ten, of course. Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is joining us now. Jeff, first of all, great job on your reporting. You've been out front of this thing. How did this decision sort of come together in your world?
Oh, thanks, John. It's been a long, arduous process, and I think it started as early as August 11th, which was the day they announced that they were shutting all fall sports down in the Big Ten. We had a Zoom session with head coach Paul Chryst and then Barry Alvarez as well, and Alvarez talked as early as then about one of the key factors being the lack of rapid testing. I know some of the conferences that are playing right now, SEC, Big 12, ACC, I believe they're testing like three times a week, and Alvarez said as early as then, one of the concerns we have is not having enough tests. We want to do it every day if we can. We want to be able to test guys before they go on the practice field in the morning and know that they're safe, or before a game. And those type of tests weren't available then. That has changed the landscape. A better understanding of there's more. They have all 14 schools that are going to be doing very specific screening, healthcare screenings, MRI of the heart. So those factors have been answered. All the medical questions that the members of the Council of Presidents and Chancellors had, and they feel that they can proceed safely now.
Jeff, the idea that football would not be played until students are back on campus, that was said in the Big Ten. It was said in the Pac-12. How did they rectify that one with the university presidents in particular?
You know, it's interesting because I remember seeing a lot of conference commissioners talk about that, including, I think, from the Big 12, where they said, hey, if there are no students on campus, there's no sports. They never said how many students. They never said it has to be a full normal enrollment. And I think what you've seen is people have walked that back without really saying it, because right now, Northwestern, for example, they have no undergrads on campus. Michigan State has shut some things down. Wisconsin has gone to virtual learning as of last week. Last Wednesday, they shut down in-person classes and started virtual on Monday for 2 weeks because they've got a spike in cases. And Northwestern's president was asked about that today, and he said, I really grappled with that, you know, because of the optics. It looks like, hey, it's not safe for your students to be on campus, but it's safe for your athletes. But we know the reality is this. One, there's a financial implication. There just is. Athletes are treated differently. And two, if your football players and all four fall sports athletes are getting daily testing, it is actually technically safer. They are safer. So, and I had always argued up front that the best way to do it was to have a bubble, was to have virtual classes, only athletes on campus, and that would be the safest way to proceed with this. But the optics up front would have been horrible. They would have gotten hammered for people saying, well, you can't do this with athletes.
Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is our guest. The athletes that were on campus at Wisconsin and other Big Ten schools, were they participating in workouts? Were they doing conditioning? Because looking at their timeline, it's like they're going to hit the ground running here.
Yeah, it varied from team to team. When Wisconsin got two practices in, and the second practice was on the day that the Big Ten shut everything down on August 11th, and Paul Chryst, the head coach, said, look, guys, we don't know when we're able to work out again. It's probably going to be after classes start, you know, on September 7th. Go home, spend some time with your family, okay? So they dismissed the kids. They came back for class on that September 7th. They started doing the 12 hours in a week, started doing some light workouts then. Now, they were scheduled to practice again today. And Barry and Paul have said that, in their opinion, give them 3 weeks to prepare for a game, and they think that'll be sufficient. So it's going to be a gradual ramp up, but they believe they should have sufficient time to get ready for that October 23rd, 24 window.
Did they leave themselves any flexibility? I see 8 games in 8 weeks. Are they planning to be part of the college football playoff? What's with the timeline?
One of the plans that they had put forth and they talked about openly was the actually starting a week earlier, October the 16th and 17th, that Friday and Saturday then. And what Barry said today was that the Council of Presidents and Chancellor said, look, well, and that would have given them a bye week. They would have played 8 games in a 9-week window. The council said, look, let's be safe. Let's push it back one more week. Then you guys can play 8 games in 8 weeks, which gives you less wiggle room. And if a team's not available to play for a week because of an outbreak, that's a problem. But they said, we want to be safer. You have to play 8 and 8. And they still will be considered for the college football playoff because their league title game will be one day before that 4-team field is revealed.
Jeff, it's going to be shocking in the Pac-12 world today as they all eyes then turn to the Pac-12 conference. The theory was that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten were in lockstep here. Do you get a sense of where that fracture or where that movement away from the Pac-12 happened, or was it just the Big Ten saying, we got to do what's best for us?
What we've reported throughout this process is that, and this was right around the time President Trump was coming to Wisconsin and he called Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, there were coaches getting frustrated and antsy about seeing other teams getting ready to play. And especially Ohio State was leading this charge because Ryan Day has said that he believes he has a team that's worthy of winning a national title, capable of competing for one. And I know Day and Athletic Director Gene Smith, they started pushing really hard to accelerate the timeline and not play at Thanksgiving when they wouldn't be part of the national title talk, or not play the January plan and forget about teaming up with the Pac-12. They wanted to play right away. And they were the ones spearheading this charge. And then the medical issues fell into place. The questions were answered. And here we are today. And I'm really curious to see what happens with the Pac-12 because I don't care what league it is. I would not want to be the last Power 5 conference standing on the sideline.
Yeah, they are standing on the sideline. You got the governor in the state of Oregon and California that have not cleared the way for workouts. And, at Oregon and Oregon State, you have a lot of players that went home and would have to be recalled. I just don't see how they could play 8 games. I think they could play 5 or 6 and try to join the Big Ten Conference in progress. It is a different kind of year. There still have to be some reservations about health, right? None of us wants players to move forward and have long-term health effects. What kind of concerns are you hearing from the Big Ten and the school in particular that you cover about, the unknowns that are out there?
You know, it's interesting because I've communicated with parents quite frequently through this process. And I have not had one parent every parent I've talked to has acknowledged the uncertainty and the potential health risks, especially long-term. And they don't want to see their sons get ill. There's no question there. But every parent I've talked to has been on the side of, if they tell us that the testing is there, if they tell us that the screening is accurate, if they tell us our kids are going to be safe, we will put our trust in their hands and we want to see our kids on the field. I've yet to have one Wisconsin parent tell me, I don't like this. I'm not letting my kid play. And I find that kind of fascinating because you would expect at least one or two or three, someone to say, I really have some reservations. I don't like this, but I have not encountered that.
The idea that some players have opted out has come up, and at Oregon in particular, 3 players, maybe 4 players, were obviously leaning towards the draft. What do you do with players who have opted out? Can they opt back in? Will the NCAA be okay if they signed with an agent? Do you have a case on the Wisconsin's program of a kid who said, hey, I'm going to get ready for the draft, who now will have to backtrack?
No one at Wisconsin, and that's the interesting thing. They have some guys who are planning to be selected in the draft, but they had been – it's been interesting. A lot of guys have jumped early, two key players at Ohio State, some guys at Michigan. At Michigan, no Wisconsin player has talked about that. They've all been very patient and said, we're going to wait to find out. Give us a concrete plan, then we'll decide. So I'd be shocked now that we have an October plan and a chance to play for a league title and a bowl game if anybody from Wisconsin left. And I would hope that unless a player has taken money, that the NCAA will say, look, you can opt back in. This is something we've never had to deal with in our lifetime. We're not going to hold you to this. Just you're allowed to opt back in. I would hope so.
Yeah, we don't hope they'd be reasonable in this case. The LSU coach yesterday, Ed Orgeron, came out and said he thinks all of his players have tested positive at some point. And then you've got Arkansas State that had its big win now having to postpone a game. Does that cause any pumping of the brakes in Big Ten country?
Not pumping of the brakes. I think they were really good about acknowledging, look, this is our plan. And they said this even back in the revised plan that it featured 10 games. They said, this is our plan. These are our plans, our medical issues that we hope to help us through this. But we acknowledge we could encounter issues. They're not dumb. They've been watching the games that have been postponed across the country and have been affected. I mean, they realize that just because they have a plan and they get to that first weekend doesn't mean they're going to get to the last weekend, to the finish line. I mean, I've said this all along. Everyone, when they were bashing the Big Ten from coast to coast, you know, all these other conferences are playing. We don't know if the SEC is going to be able to play its full schedule. No one knows. Although the SEC, I guess I give them the nod that they're going to get to the full schedule. I don't think nothing would shut them down.
Help me with the narrative here, because I think if the Pac-12 doesn't play with the others, if they say, no, we're going to do our own thing, we're all about students, and they decide it's going to be December and January, and what does that look like from Big Ten country?
You know what? It's interesting because, for example, if you take the Ohio State people, if you ask them about trying to align with the Pac-12, they would tell you, forget that. We are not about the Rose Bowl. And obviously the Rose Bowl is a semifinal this year. But we don't care about league championships. We're all about national championships. At Wisconsin, you would have some traditionalists that I think would have loved if the Big Ten and Pac-12 played, say, in January and met in the Rose Bowl. Because the older people, they love that. But I think overall, I think people here in Big Ten country and at Wisconsin will just be excited for the opportunity to see Big Ten play, and they probably won't give the Pac-12 a second thought. Not that they don't respect the league, but it'll just be, look, we're just happy to have a chance to have a league schedule. And Barry mentioned today that not only they want to be involved in the college football playoff, he said, but our bowl system. So I'm really curious to see if there's no Pac-12, how that all works out for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating, to dissect this. We're on new ground. What's it like to cover Barry Alvarez?
As a head coach, he could get a little bit testy. He could shout a few expletives at you if he didn't like what you asked or how you were writing about his team. He's interesting. He's much more relaxed now as an athletic director. The more he gets more upset when he goes to watch a game, when he's sitting in the press box in a luxury suite, then you can see the old coach come on him. As an AD, he's pretty cool. And then you got to go like Paul Christ, who's flatline. I mean, that monitor just doesn't go up or down at all. Paul's really laid back. So but Barry can still get a little bit fired up on game days.
I appreciate your time, Jeff. I know you're busy. You've done a hell of a job now. You probably have to get ready with depth charts and week one opponent and schedule. Life gets turned upside down, doesn't it, when stuff like this happens?
I will have no problem writing about position battles and strategy and schemes and opponents after writing about COVID-19 for the last 12 years.
Yeah, I appreciate you. All right, Jeff Patricus from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you, Jeff. Great stuff from him. The California governor just dropped a major bit of information. I'll share it next. Every day on the show, we give our big splash. Today, we got one.
This is
the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it.
Where?
Down there.
Must be
the big splash.
Well, we know the Big Ten is set to play football. The governor in California just said there's nothing on the books that's keeping the Pac-12 universities from playing games in California. Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, nothing in the state guidelines denies the ability for the Pac-12 to resume. He said that's been a misrepresentation of the facts. By the way, you're not allowed to practice in groups of larger than 12 in California, but 11 players to a side. Apparently, as Ryan Karchi of the LA Times points out on Twitter, he says, the governor appears convinced that you can play football games despite never meeting as a team or practicing. So there you have it. Gavin Newsom in California saying, hey, the state guidelines don't prohibit the Pac-12 from playing. I think Pac-12 is going to be moving forward. I think they're going to play. I think they're going to follow. They are the ultimate follower. I don't, look, not everyone's a leader. Okay, let's just say that first and foremost. You can't have everybody as the lead chef in the kitchen. You can't. You know what happens? It's a mess. You need a coach. Not everybody can be the head coach. But when it comes to college football conferences, I don't mind the Pac-12 standing for something that the others don't. Like, if the Pac-12 really wants to say, hey, we're about students first, we're not going to be like the others, this is who we are, then that's a bold stance. But if the Pac-12 was just looking over at the Big Ten going, well, they're not playing. We weren't playing. Now we're going to play. We're going to play. I wish that the Pac-12 decisions were rooted in their own decision-making, their own science, their own data, and not rubbernecking over at the Big Ten and just doing what the Big Ten does. Because I think that's what's happening here. And we all know it's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. I just wish it weren't so. I think that's the one thing you need to know. In the 1 o'clock hour, I want your phone calls. I want them now. 503-417-7575 is the number. We're going to take a quick break, but I want you to line up now. You get your takes in. Tell me what the Pac-12 should do. Tell me what you make of all of this. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get a visit in about a half hour from John Wilner of the Bay Area News Group, but I want your take first. 503-417-7575.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.